Today I want to talk about a strategic marketing failure. Are you giving it up too easy? I really believe in giving away a lot of great ideas for free. It is one of the best reasons to blog. In fact, there should be little wonder why some of the most popular blogs are popular. It is because they are giving away great information that people want. A free sample is great, but can it go too far? I believe it can, and I think it is likely why there are so many people, like my example of Pete and the amazing Pea Pants Pizza Parlor in my recent article titled Marketing Clients versus Crybaby Sissy Bedwetters, who think marketing should be cheap, or free, and easy. The concern of giving away too much information for free is not limited to my field of marketing. There are a good number of idea-based and information-focused industries where there is a legitimate need to balance enough information to show credibility without inspiring people to do it themselves or to shop for a cheaper option. Of course, there is always somebody to do it cheaper, but shoppers often forget that there is a difference between good and bad in any industry. In my job role of creating and managing marketing strategies, there is a line to be drawn between sharing concepts and giving away the things which should and must be paid for. It's a blurry line for some people. Of course, it is a very blurry line from the client side, but I also find it to be blurry for people on the selling side. I think of it along the lines of some recent freebies I received from Subway and Dick's Sporting Goods. Subway sent me a $10 gift card to buy or to try their new pulled pork sub. When I used that freebie, I bought more than $10 from them. I'll go back, too. Dick's Sporting Goods sent me $50 as a part of a new promotion. I've not used it yet, but I will, and my kids have it slated for fishing gear. These freebies were both associated with recent promotions through Clout, a company I wrote about recently, and they both gave me incentives to walk through their door, become a more active customer, and potentially refer others. Since they are giving away tangible goods with a defined cost, people understand these companies cannot just give away the whole store. When a freebie is something that comes right out of somebody's thoughts, there is a common perception that it does not still have a cost. I guess you could think of it that way, but when my three kids get hungry because Daddy gave away the whole store, I'm inclined to disagree. There is a cost, and there is a point when you have to stop giving everything away. I know that point, and I intend to illustrate it for you. Try asking somebody close enough to know. When I recently asked my wife for her opinion of a project that I'm strongly interested in, she said something I guess I should have expected. Her chilling words were, "You know the routine, Mark. You give people enough information that they think they know all they need to go shopping for somebody to do it cheaper." Of course, I stammer to inject the notion, but they cannot implement it like I can, and they can't make a meal from a free sample of caviar. Yes, I can make that argument until I'm blue in the face from holding my breath for the next soul-sucking chance to send another potentially great marketing client to the shopping mart for a price comparison. It does not change the facts. You see, I'm literally the guy rocket scientists ask when they need a better strategy. They are in an industry that sells flights for over $200 million per seat, and the mistakes in their industry are expensive. Since social media strategy is not their area of expertise, if I give them a hunk of brain candy to munch on, it is easy for them to imagine that Mr. Superhero Underpants marketing guru in his mom's basement can do the same job by promoting them on his MySpacey Twitter book. The reality is that far too many of the people I share my brain samples with will use what I give them and go shopping for price. Sure, I can resent that, but it is my own fault. I kiss on the first date, like a sophomore girl hoping to be loved. Actually, I think I do worse than that. I get naked for the whole football team to come and enjoy. I do it all the time, but I'm a lot better about it than I used to be. These days, I at least get them to buy me dinner and a movie before I strip myself naked. I should explain. I'm over the top and almost autistically good at marketing. Something else. I can prove it, and I've earned millions of dollars because of it, but I hate marketing the services of marketing. Marketing is awesome fun for me, but it feels like a daily trip to the dentist for a colonoscopy to promote and sell it. I believe that a person with a good balance of integrity, talent, strong work ethic, and ability to make significant contributions to a company, you know, including keeping the company payroll account above zero, deserves to have some level of peace in their life. to work at marketing the services of marketing provides no peace at all, and it is the equivalent of being jobless. It's why I wrote, "When I go to hell, they will have me selling SEO." I can man up and admit that it actually made my chest hurt as I internalized my wife's insight. But not because it was insulting or untrue. It was very true, and she went on to remind me about other stunning examples when giving too much killed my hopes. It has not just happened once or twice, either. Somebody attempts to rob my brain every day, but I stick up for myself these days. It is because I have learned the hard way and foregone great projects and sent them to Superhero Underpants, who will work for a case of Red Bull and a pirated copy of the next Nintendo game. A true story of giving too much for free. One such project was a company where I really felt I belonged. I already felt an emotional attachment to the brand and the people. In fact, I was prepared to uproot my family and move to a different city for them. We were already shopping for schools and homes. I wrote about it in the article 99% of Marketing Fails, But Eleanor Can Fly, and a follow-up titled How Good SEO Becomes Great SEO, Feed the Gorillas. It was a perfect scenario, or so it seemed. Where the ugly part came in was after I returned from our meeting in Chicago, where they had wanted me to bring my vision and build a new marketing crew for them. As I look back, I suspect that even before my plane landed, they were seeking somebody who would try and implement my ideas for a fraction of the salary. They found one, too. But wait for the real kicker. That somebody totally destroyed the campaign. And in fact, destroyed it so badly that it's hard to even describe. Let me give you the quick version. They sent a $70,000 motorcycle and a $5,000 guitar on tour with a Grammy Award-winning band to promote a giveaway. It was to have a significant social media marketing push behind it, and the company said they were very dedicated to my ideas. They already had a significant investment leading up to it. How significant? Well, they bought the company that made the motorcycle because they thought it fit well into their brand, the brand I was to build. Now get this, by the time they gave away that $75,000 in prizes and spent a lot of money on their marketing campaign, their Twitter account had under 350 followers, their Facebook account had about the same, and their YouTube account did not have a single upload, not one video of the band, the motorcycle, the fans, the guitar, nothing. They failed. And I know, with mathematics and 2 decades of very successful experience on my side, that they caused their own demise. Although you could call me guilty for not explaining that great plans fail without implementation and the right crew, I don't feel guilty. Defining free versus paid knowledge. Each of us will have ways to define giving away too much, but here are a few of mine. I hope they will inspire you to think about yours. First and foremost, a client only needs to know enough about me to realize that I have sufficient marketing creativity, experience, and talent to make them more successful. Period. If they are unwilling to consume enough of my freebies to realize these things, they will not be the kind of client I can work with, because they will second-guess my advice. That is a true recipe for failure, the likes of which I refuse to be a part of. Another key is anybody indicating that they are still shopping around for price. When that is the case, there are no freebies beyond my blog. If they're looking for price above value, they're not the paying type. Even if they pay, they will stand in their own way. They simply are not ready. They're the ones who will search Google for how much does SEO cost, where I'm listed on the top, and then email me because they were too rushed to get something free to read the correct answer. If they don't hire you today, they will come back in a year or two, jaded by the failure you tried to warn them about. Both scenarios are like a bad case of herpes. Don't put your love there. If they say they are interested in meeting in person, that is not going to happen for free. I don't pack bags for free. If somebody needs to shake my hand, they need to pay me for it. They are a buyer, and I'm not about to turn them into a looker. There's always a reason to ask me to meet with them, and it usually involves custom brain work. The custom stuff is never free. I have a long list of things which define what is free versus paid, but I want to know what you think. Should we give away less brain flow? It really isn't so different from the restaurant or sporting goods store giving away a freebie. It cannot all be free, or the company is not sustainable. I will never stop giving away free ideas, but those are the ones like the $10 Subway gift card to bring buyers through the door. I give enough that people understand my knowledge, creativity, and credibility. I also do it for the people who need help but cannot afford to hire my services, and I feel good about that too. I believe in altruism, but I also recognize that even Mother Teresa, Gandhi, and others do things for well-intentioned but well-calculated reasons, and that altruism is, in its purest sense, is not what people told you. I've learned it the hard way. If you're giving away something better than the stuff other people are selling for money, you will damn yourself to lackluster clients if you cannot bring them to understand that there's a lot more where the freebies came from. And it's for sale. I know that I'm not alone in this battle. I've heard it from many respected others in my line of work. If you can relate to this, I want to hear your stories. I would also love to hear from you about where you draw the line between free ideas and the ideas you count on to buy your lunch. If you're giving away too much, I'd also be curious to hear how your back feels after sleeping on the couch because you bought into the myth that information is free. I'm sleeping in the big bed tonight. Later, sucker.